situation going on. You don't even know what's going on in your mind, but you're praying about it in the spirit. And that's why our enemies fight that so hard, because we become so dangerous to him. Because it's a powerful force. If he can keep people divided in this area of the Holy Spirit, speaking with tongue, praying in the Holy Ghost, interceding for peoples and spending time. Why do you find this is one of the most hardest areas in the church to get people to come together and pray? Put out a chicken dinner and see what happens. If you don't think you can get a crowd, just say, I'm putting out a chicken. We're going to have a chicken. Free for all. You'll get every kind. From a distance, you will be surprised. People drive just to get a chicken leg. Don't let Brother AJ cook it now. They'll come from twice the distance. That's a shout out to you, Brother Holm. You want some chicken, you know what to do. Go see him. Amen. Why you think the enemy doing this? Why? Because if one can put 1,000, anybody in the house? If one can put how many? 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000. What do you think 3 can do? What about 4? What about 20? What about 100? What about 1,000? On the same page, praying in the Holy Ghost. What about 10,000 on the same page, praying in the Holy Ghost? What do you think going to happen? You're going to shake that devil up. That's what it's going to do. Going to knock some stuff. But he keeps trying to pull this thing black and white, black and white, black and white, in the flesh, in the flesh. But it's the heart of man. You get the heart of man right, he doesn't care about the color of the skin. That's the reason why he keep pulling it. And he keep bringing up the past. I know those things happen. He keep bringing up the past. What are he doing? But Paul will say, I forget those things which are behind. Yeah, we got issues and things. We take the word of God. We take the love of Jesus. And we deal with them. And let people see, now this is not right now. We're talking about people. We're talking about human beings. We're talking about everybody that's precious in the eyes of Jesus. You deal with it in the light of the word. But if you get out there and I'm gonna do this to get it right. All you're gonna do is create a riot. Next thing you know, you got the National Guard. Next thing you know, you got a war in the United States like they had it many years ago, North against South. Am I right? That's what he wants. But bring the love of Jesus in there. Get men born again. Get them full of the Holy Ghost. Get them on the faith praying. Get them laid out in the spirit, rolling in the flow. There ain't going to be no harm to nobody. Come on. But if he can keep you hatching up the past, what they done to me years ago, my forefather, it's done. You can't go back and change it. So why you keep talking about it? Let's do something. Let's find out what this word says. How can I make it better for my children? How can I make it better? If I keep letting it go on like this and don't do anything about it, don't you know I left my children in a mess? They got to deal with this. They didn't create it. It was here when they got here. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. But if we'll bring the love of Jesus in our home, hallelujah, in our churches, and in our community, and we overcome all this stuff that's been thrown at us through religion and tradition, just because you this color and you that color and you have this, you own that, and you own that, and I don't, and that person don't own anything. You know what they did for Jerusalem? You don't hear preaching on it either. I hadn't heard any. You know what they did when they first got saved, you know, on the day of Pentecost? That was how many got saved? 3,000. Y'all act like y'all don't know anything about the Bible. How many got saved? Now, have y'all read the Bible? In how many guys? Is it quiet? Come on. At least one somebody needs to holler. 3,000. Good. You notice that what? 3,000 of them got saved on the very day of Pentecost, plus the 120. That was 3,120 people, right? And if you read on over in the second chapter, a little further, you find out that there were some more got saved. They went from house to house. And you read just a little further, you find out that 5,000 did what? Got born again. But you notice there were some poor saints at Jerusalem, right? There at Jerusalem. There were some poor saints there at Jerusalem. What did they do? They went and sold their land. Sold their property. Didn't they do it? Brought the price of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. And you always got some people like Ananias and Sapphira. Ain't going to do right. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. He had some mercy. Because if he was doing today as strong as he was doing then, we'd have a whole bunch of Ananias and Sapphira to bury. We would. But they brought the price of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made. Everybody was cared for. Now listen, while I'm in this area, let me sort of help you out. Because this kind of teaching, this matter of fact, in the scripture, I won't get to them today because God took us a different way. But this is where